2 year Africa. On Everyday Living Affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Good morning, Slovenia. Once again, this is 2 year Africa, a show on Everyday Living Affairs. From the African perspective, we welcome you, Ras George, along is here with me. And first of all, I would like to congratulate the Slovenian basketball team for their outstanding performance in this competition. And from 2 year Africa desk, we wish them all the best and hope they will retain, they will keep the cup in Slovenia.
Of course.
So, as you know, today it's another day of the show. It's quite nice weather outside, and our topic today, we will be talking about the African Union. Ras George will be on top of that. But before we start, we're going to give you the fourth song, which is Kona. It's one of the African songs, and it's nice. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello, 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 hello. Good morning, good morning. Hello, Slovenia. Welcome to our show. This is 2 Year Africa. My name is Ross George, and we want to welcome Max. Are you there? Can you ask her? Ask her. Max? Hello? Max? Sally? Max? Hello? Hello? It's breaking down. Oh, okay, we're gonna give you another song. Put a song, we're coming back to you. We're just having a small problem.
you not gonna know what to say about my London trip. Because paper go the right, Kaku come radio the end. Make story, paper the right, Kaku come radio the end. Make story, your mama eye don't see, body don't tell me. Wait till me, I want to know. My eye don't see, body don't tell me. Wait till me, I want to know.
Welcome back, welcome back. Hello, hello, guys. How you doing out there? Max, are you there? Hello? Max?
Hello?
Oh, finally, we're kind of getting through. And Sally?
Hello?
All right, things kind of under control. And Idris?
Hey, hello.
All right. We are kind of getting in under control of way now. Right, we are still trying to get things in done. We're having a problem of technical things here, otherwise everything's okay. I'll say good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning, you and everybody.
Fine. All right, I guess we already know each other. We once introduced ourselves last time, right?
Yes,
right. So okay, right, today, you know, we are in the house. We've got Freddy Ras George. We are here with a open topic.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Freddy.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
Very well, thank you, darling. Hi, Max. Hi, Idris.
Oh, bye.
Hello, Idris.
Dambrika.
Okay, right. You know, our today's topic, you know, we are going to give you a topic about African Union. What are they doing to Africa? Or what Africa, what is doing to African Union, right? First of all, my question is like, what is African Union and what is it stand for? And the second question, when it was created, why was it created? That will be my first two questions before we move on. So let's not run quickly. So I'll start, ladies first, Sally.
Ooh.
I started ladies first. Can you tell us what is African Union and why was it formed and for what purpose?
Okay, look, I'm just a layperson on the African Union, all right? I'm just a housewife. So I can only give you my simple idea of the African Union, okay?
Right.
The on the streets idea. Okay, the African Union was formed out of when the OAU was closed by Thabo Mbeki, okay, was shut down, and they then opened the African Union.
Uh-huh.
My perspective of the African Union is it should be the African version of the United Nations, okay? It should be there to, I don't want to say control, but to monitor the countries in Africa and to find a common ground to unite us as one African continent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that when we deal with the outside world, I want to say the outside world, because I mean it's not just the West, it's the East and the North and the South and everything else. Okay, so that. So when we go to deal, pardon?
Okay, continue.
Okay, so when we go to deal with the outside world, we go with one standard, united force. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is to me how the African Union should operate.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Sally. You just said something that's very nice. That's the way they should operate. In your opinion, or in your view, from the street point of view, is African Union really operating the way or with the aim that it was established? What is your view here?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay, thank you.
That is what saddens me.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Max, are you there?
Yes, please.
Okay, please, could you give us your own point of view of the African Union? What is it?
And thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
In order to really talk about the African Union, I think we need to very briefly look at the organization of African Union, which is the predecessor organization.
Yep.
This organization actually, I would say its work can be divided into two important, let's say, areas. The first being the liberation of Africa. Basically, when it was formed, its main purpose was actually to mobilize anti-colonial and anti-apartheid forces for the liberation of African countries. And this was done successfully. But then after this period, so we're now talking about the 70s and 80s, they followed the period in which you actually had the Cold War, which used African countries practically as the playground. So there was a lot of confusion in Africa. There were a lot of coup d'etats. There were a lot of dictatorial governance styles, military coups, revolutions, etc., etc.
Exactly.
So this was actually the second period. After this, there was then a period when the Cold War actually ended, at which there was a need for integration, of African countries, and this necessitated then the creation of the African Union rather than the OAU. Now, the main difference as far as the founding fathers were concerned was that the OAU actually had this policy of non-interference in the internal affairs of other African countries. So this changed. The African Union actually was created also to interfere in the affairs, internal affairs of other countries. So they have a set of guidelines, and they can, and they have already done that many times. You know, they've interfered in the running of affairs of member states. So in order to protect actually citizens of the said countries.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Max.
Well,
Idris. Oh, what do you say?
For every one of you, and thank you for having me. And mostly, all the areas which I would like to touch is, because many of them are touched already by Max, because mostly African Union is a continuation of African, African unity. Mm-hmm. African unity was a basis, as Max said, was already established to liberate Africans and make a movement of those. But Africa is a continuation of the proxy war, which is already mentioned as like a Cold War. And so that proxy war, it is continuous for a very long time, and it is separated Africans for very long. And so in this issue, African Union is trying to accommodate or to find the common solution for all Africans to be have one system and one voice to face the international community. But this common ground, it is not yet established yet, but there is a process of going to be in that level. So I, in my opinion, maybe it needs some more time, but African Union, sooner or later, it will come as united voice and talk as an African and stand for the African rights for any time, for any level, anywhere.
So can I ask you something? Okay, all right. So are you telling me that African Union is not doing the job what was formed to do?
It is doing its job, but because the division is too big and for very long was rooted, so that is not easily to overcome within 10 years or within 5 years or within 15 years. So now, it's still in the country, when is African Union established? Well, there is a proxy war. It is some are supporting from east, some are supporting from west, and coup d'etat is going on, and democratic processes are not established yet all over Africa. So some people are still in the member of African Union, but they are believing for all proxy war, what they have, because they have a masters from outside directing them and mobilizing them so they do those jobs. So those people, they are not yet understood what is the interests of African Union. So now the process is on the right track, but I think it will come, it will take some time, but sooner or later we will come to that point and African Union will do its job properly, as Ms. Sally said. It is a version of United Nations, but I can say it is a version of European Union.
Okay. If I come in here, let's look at the strengths of African Union, for example. The European Union have a very strong strength and have a very, very big decision power. Looking at the African Union, do you think that they have achieved this strength of decision within the member states?
No way.
No way. And also looking at Libya, for example, where African Union was not actually in agreement with the Western powers for regime change in Libya, but they went on to do that. So I'm trying to find the strength. Where is the strength of the African Union?
Can I just quickly say something, and then the guys that know everything can come in?
Sure.
For me, okay, and a lot of African people, all right, the African Union is just a mafia club, all right, and the West can sway it, or the international community can sway it to get what they want done in Africa, okay? Whether it's right for Africa or not, that's how the African Union is seen by ordinary people on the street. It's just a club, a mafia club.
So then, this is gonna take us to my first question. As I said, so African Union is there to corrupt African countries, right? It's not there to support and to stand for Africans.
Yeah, it's corrupt. It supports
but
the
how
corrupt
can it support and corrupt at the same time?
Because it doesn't. You see, to get into the EU, you have a certain amount of standards to become part
Sally,
of
Sally, listen,
EU.
What I'm trying to say is this. If African Union is there to say, in Africa, we need this and this, for an example, right? So why do they need to bounce the game if we know this is made for Africans to support Africans? So they could cooperate more with African countries and African government to understand what is the problem in Africa, but they are not spending more time cooperating with African countries.
No.
They're spending more time cooperating with European countries.
Exactly. You see, that's why I say there is no standard to get into the African Union. The minute you are in power, it doesn't matter what your government does or anything, you are part of the African Union, okay? So there's no standard, there's no accountability or anything that the African Union has to prevent corrupt governments or corrupt leaders, okay, from being part of the African Union. That is my point of view.
Sally, if I caught you here, just looking at your remarks, which you said that there is a standard in the European Union to enter the club. Your suggestion is that the African Union should go back to their drawing table, and I believe there should be a standard to enter such a club. There has to be a criteria which a country must fulfill. In human rights aspect, in economic aspect, and in other aspects, in order to be able to be a member of the club, so that everybody stays in the same standard. But in the case of Africa, it's not really the same. Every African country except Morocco is a member of the African Union. Are you saying that they have to go back to their drawing board to readdress this, so that countries are qualified to be member of African Union?
Yes, because now we've come out of the error of the founding of the African Union and all that kind of business, and now we've come into 2013 and there's still no ground rules, and Africa still carries on with dictators and coups and all this kind of business, and these governments are still part of the AU.
Okay, thank you, Sally. Let's hear from the gentleman in the panel.
In the know.
Mr. Max and Idris, what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, okay, if I can be first. Here it is, the African Union, and okay, actually, Mrs. Saleh, she said about the European Union's criteria. European Union, it was established only by 10 countries and continues 15, 14, until came to today 28 countries. And it took 50 years plus. An African Union is established very quickly and very, it is not organized. And it is not that these criteria are not met. But ambitiously, every country was right to be joined as African Union to be a member and to be fully a member. And that was great. But those leaders who understood the reality of African Union, what's supposed to be, those are the Western power, or those are the proxy power who's still are in Africa, very much they try to eliminate it. Libya, it was one of the people who are believing for the African Union was make a mat and exclude it. You can end up the day it was assassinated or whatever, it was taken off. And others, in if you go to South Africa, for example, we go to Zimbabwe, the person who stand up for the Africanists of his own country, his own people, he want to rule it, so say this guy is anti November, whatever they mentioned. So they want to bring down that country to bankrupt. But hopefully, God grace, so the country is standing on its feet and ruling on their own way, they are moving forward. But okay. Today, what I'm going to say, African Union, it is not going to back to the
okay,
new
well, hold on it. This before we take a short break, let's hear from Max, and then we're going to have a short break, and then we move on. Okay. Max.
Okay, thank you very much. I do totally understand what Saleh said, and I can understand where this is coming from, because on the ground, many a time, you don't really have a feeling that much is happening positively.
Exactly.
However, I should say that the African Union is actually guided by a set of frameworks. You know, there were many agreements like the Lomé Declaration. There's also actually an African Charter on Democracy, Elections and Governance, etc., etc. And actually, these progressive frameworks are applied to individual countries. That's why, for instance, just last month you had actually the African Union send observers to Mali and to Zimbabwe, where elections were held, and actually you had them pronounce their views on the elections as to whether they were free and fair, etc., etc. So some standards have been put on the ground, and there is, they're working on them. The African Union's motto actually is African solutions for African problems, and I think this is something that we should also, say that it is positive, because without this, then we'll find ourselves in a situation that was in the 80s, whereby basically Africa is just a playground for the East, for the, for various interests, American, Russian, etc., etc., etc. Having said that, I know that the African Union is far from perfect, and there are a lot of things that would need to happen in order for it to improve its effectiveness. But I would still think that we've gone too far now in order to talk about going back to the drawing table. Maybe we just have to improve, but starting from where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rata, what we're going to do, we're going to have a short break. Let's drink some water, because the topic is starting to get hot. So, all right. That is a song. Somebody stress, wanna get it off my chest. Take my time and reinvest. Asking, is it worth it? All the sleepless nights, the fights and the crisis, the critics biting. Mama told me there'll be days like this. Put your pen to paper, never use your fist. Imagine how I came through my fears rhyming. Started my career, blew it up with the tribesmen. A lot of people had their own opinions. Took it in my stride and stuck with my onions. Took it in my stride and stuck with my onions. Took it in my stride and stuck with my onions. They think they know who she would be, should be. Numb by the pressure, see, I really wanna be me. Inspiration gone, direction gone. Packing my bags, I must be done. But my heart keeps drawing me back. You can do it, baby, one more track.
trying 3 years running and only one single. Confess it to the audience, only one video. But you hear me though. What that mix up with? What that mix up with? What that mix up with? MC's coming out, gotta top the charts. I'm losing it, losing it, pulling all the stops. Maybe a party song, no, that's regular. Do a whole track, it, spit it in vernacular. I'm going crazy right now, so I put my pen down. Don't be mad if you see me walking around with a frown. I'm just tired of this, performing at shows. Myself, gotta believe it.
I was out on the definitely in a trailer. What the hell is fun for a day?
Welcome back. This is 2 Year Africa, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. As you know, we are talking about African Union. And we have our guests, Mr. Max, Sally, Idris, and hopefully Natasha will join us. Gentlemen and a lady, sorry. as you know, the African Union in each stage, like Mr. Max just concluded before we went on break, there is no point of going back to the drawing board, but we have to continue continue fighting to perfection from where we are now. Looking at that, I would like to ask the proposal of late Mr. Gaddafi, the United States of Africa, and single currency for Africa. In guys, in your view, is this still a possibility, or it's a dead end for Africa since Mr. Gaddafi is no more there?
If I have a chance to say these words, the idea is not dead, but the time is not right. So I think it is by the situation in Africa today. It is not easy to come in that level. But Africa is divided in the groups, like a SADC group, commercial group, and West African group, Maghreb group. So in these groups might be make a change in this situation. So when there's change in the groups like this one, so it is easily we can come as a common system. But it, necessary to have one currency, but we can have four currencies. Maghreb, they have their own currency. SADC, they have their own currency.
Idris, something comes wrong from your side. Are you on your radio or something like? If your radio is on, please turn it off.
No, just turn the volume down.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
Everything is off.
All right, perfect.
So I think it is the currencies, it is not much important than the transfer of our mobility of goods and services inside Africa as much as the people need it. So it is no need we go through other countries or to go through Europe to come to Africa. So we need internal services first to solve these issues. But we are in the right track, and I think we will reach in that situation maybe in years to come.
Okay, Mr. Max.
I would say also.
Before you start this, welcome Natasha on the panel. Hello, Natasha.
Hello.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
Hello, Natasha.
Hi.
Okay, you can continue, Mr. Max.
Thank you very much. So, I think also that regional integration should continue, and actually, it is continuing, and that this is probably going to be the basis for.
Wow, we are having a small problem here. Hello? All right, let's give you a song. Here we go.
girl when I hold cash. But if you see her when she form, they do the catwalk, you go think she just returned from the NY.
Okay, that's some technical problem. All right, where we left again?
Don't be lost. Mr. Max, continue, please.
Okay. Well, I'll be very, very, very brief.
Please,
I think the problem actually in African countries emanates from as well as interferences. And as long as Africa as a continent is weak, then it really doesn't make much sense to expedite unity in the sense of a United States of Africa or a single currency. It's better that all these processes are done first on regional level and then gradually on.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay, now you've made your point, and I totally agree with you. But what I want to know more is that what is the relationship between the regional entities and the African Union, for example, the ECOWAS, the SADC, and so on. What is their relationship with the African Union? Are they dancing this in the same tune, or they are having also some kind of conflict between them? Because now these are two governing bodies in the same continent.
They shouldn't have different opinions. They should have the same goals and same way of doing the business in Africa. So they have just to take a part of the activities. It is in general as an African, but it will be as regional development and as regional integration. As that would make it easy, because if we bring four parts or five parts, five different individuals to call them in the meeting, because this is a different, and still in Africa there is some areas are looking for new independent states or new a new way of being part of Africa. So still there is work to be done. So it is better we have regional integration. It is easy to choose rather than
All right, Idris, wait, Natasha. Okay, wait a second, Idris. Let's go to Natasha. Natasha.
Yes, well, as for the question Fred gave us, I'm not sure I know so much about how much in Tunis, for example, ECOWAS. I mean, ECOWAS is more or less an economic unit. The African Union, I mean, the best would be to really develop like this economic union, you know. But of course, I mean, everything that has been said before, I agree with Max strongly that, you know, that all these problems that there are external and internal should be solved, and especially. The idea of African forces is really, really good. It's not working yet. I don't know, at European Union, I mean, the good sides are, you know, this mobility, borders, you know, if this could be sometime achieved, and especially this economic networking.
We are having a big problem here of internet connection. We know, guys. Yeah, it's breaking a lot. We don't know what we're going
to...
Yeah, but okay, let's try once more. If it doesn't work, and then we're going to call it the show, because it's really giving a big problem, and then it's hard to work like this. So, okay, right, Sally, as you are one who are in Africa, as far as we can rely about what is going on Africa. I know you're not in all of Africa, but you can, you know, you have the touch of Africa,
yes,
or on your boots or on your feet. Right. As you are looking what is going on in Africa, you know, as we are in Africa, do you really see there is a reason why African Union should be there, whilst they are not really standing or to cooperate with African countries? Wow.
It's and I see it happening day after day, okay? For me, the African Union is just, I don't know, it's not fulfilling what I feel it should, okay, and what a lot of African people feel it should fulfill. It's,
wow.
When you look at the poverty and you look at the war, okay, nothing gets any better. Look at Somalia. It's battling to come right, okay? It's fighting against all odds, okay? It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's hard.
There is so much power and so much richness.
Sally, guys. Wow, we're gonna do this, Sally.
Yes.
All right. Hello, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. We just want to see what is going on. There's a big problem. But okay, right. I'm going to ask you, Mr. Max, the same question which I asked Sally. Right. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, in the past 10 or so years, the African Union has responded to more than 20 crises in African countries. Now we're talking about places like Mali, Guinea-Bissau, Somalia, Lesotho, Central African Republic, etc., etc. I'm talking about crises whereby they actually sent in their forces to solve problems. We know, if we talk about Somalia, for instance, that in fact the Americans had sent in forces and they were not successful. But now with the African Union there, things, in my opinion, are better than at the time when we had, let's say, American forces in there, you know, to try and solve problems. So while certainly I do not want to, you know, appear as someone who will say, well, the African Union has been doing only good things and has been very successful, I think we should also commend the African Union for the successes that it has been achieving on the ground. We know that actually the failures of the African Union emanate from the very fact that the African Union as an organization is not yet independent. Even some of its funding comes from external sources. So of course there is still a lot of external influence in the way it does its business.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mack, for this comment. I do believe there are a lot of influence within the African Union, and if you're still depending on foreign aid, you cannot really do something on your own. But having said that, I would also like to commend the African Union for the good job they have done so far. Like you said, the intervention with military. A military intervention in some African countries, which has proven to be successful, which means African Union solving African problems. I do agree with that, and thank you for this contribution. If I go a little bit to Natasha, as person from the NGO field, do you think the African NGOs are doing enough to help the African Union in some areas in identifying some problems, like grassroots problems, because the African Union is not present everywhere, they cannot be everywhere, but they with the understanding of the NGOs, they actually get to have first-hand information, as is done in Europe. Do you believe such things are going on in Africa?
Okay, now if you're talking about NGOs, we have these big NGOs, like we're talking about United Nations and these very big organizations.
No, I'm talking about the local, the African NGOs. The
NGOs.
Yeah.
If they are... you're asking me if they are helping African Union?
If they are providing some kind of grassroots information to the African Union in order to help solve some basic African problems in different areas of the state.
I really don't know that. I'm not sure, but it would really be good. It's a really good idea. It would really be good if that was happening. But I don't have this information. I don't know how this connection and communication is going between African Union and the small organizations. But I would believe that there is not enough, you know, communication, and that there should be more, you know, ways of for the small NGOs to, you know, to, I don't know, contribute their knowledge to African Union, which is this huge organization.
Okay, Mr. Max and Idris, what you say on this?
Sorry, Idris, go first, please.
In my opinion, because foreign NGOs in their interest to assist the African Union to solve African problems. Because mostly the foreign NGOs, they go to Africa with the hidden agenda. And I support it strongly, maybe against for their government policies, but they have a mobilization of a social welfare in their area. So they are working in that level. So that I don't expect they can do much, but maybe in many very small circle of the level they can do something for fewer people for their interest. But then generally in African lead NGOs, because also it is a problem, because there is no strong united African NGO can lead it by to accommodate this problem, and they sit it and talk the issue properly, and they can address one at the time regional level or as the continental level, so can be addressed, and those is the proposal can be given to African Union to address or to take part of it or to look at it at least.
Exactly.
But if we are talking individually, so we can't go nowhere, because we are as a controversial way of, because everybody is trying to get something for his own, or he is the best of the best. So that is why we are still work to do, but we have to understand first, wherever we go, we have to come the score one.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Idris. Mr. Max?
I will say NGOs, some of them are actually a hand of their parent governments. You have a lot of NGOs that go to African countries and they operate in the name of their parent governments. And in this respect, they do more harm than good. We have a really serious situation in many African countries whereby you actually have NGOs that are doing the job that governments are supposed to be doing. You know, when you have NGOs that are, you know, working on delivery of public goods, you know, and stuff like education, health, etc., etc., then you have a problem, because this is actually that's why you have elected officials, you know, that are supposed to be working on these issues on a daily basis. So we have a rather sad case in African countries whereby some of this work has been usurped, and therefore also the legitimacy of some of our leaders, and also their capability to solve problems because of this relationship with the NGO sector.
Okay, just one more question before we really close our show. I have one question for you guys. Do you see one day African Union standing up for Africans to have one African Union, like, together without problems of money currents, so we can share same money like European Union? Do you think African Union can have a power that can build this strong Africa? We said, no, we are the same. In future, do you think African Union can do that? I mean, for now, we know that it's impossible. But do you think in eventual, in future-wise, they can do that?
We have to believe in a better future. And as far as I'm concerned, in Africa, the alternatives are not many. Individual African countries are weak. It's only when we are united one way or the other, either as regional organizations or better still as the African Union, that we can even start dreaming of a better future.
So which means now we don't even dream from this, from African Union. So it's failing, right?
No, the African Union...
I will put it that way.
The African Union is not failing. It has...
Okay. No,
from my opinion, they have done a tremendous work. And the Africa today is what it is today with the help of the African Union. Before we close the show, I thank you
just
guys.
Ask Natasha to answer the question. Which
okay,
I asked
Natasha,
them,
sorry.
Natasha and Idris to answer the question. Then.
Sorry.
I would just answer in maybe in one sentence. I would not give up on African Union despite all the problems. And as for the same currency for the whole continent, I mean, this goes together with economic union. When African Union will play the role of an economic union, like, yeah, then, you know, then this question of implementing the same currency will also
be... How can it be economic union while it's even in each country of Africa we are being divided? So how can it be possible if African Union is failing to put its own people together? I mean, I'm sorry. Continue.
George, yes, but this will be for the other show.
Idris, what do you say?
Yes.
Because this is what has been already said, but there is a chances for this it is one currency in African Union. It is not one currency, but there is a part of the Africa, because more than 10 countries they are using a CFA. This CFA, it is already closer to be at one currency, but the easy economical integration is developing and united regional development. So that means it is a transfer of goods and services is a major issue to have one currency. So we like to have four currencies in the next 20 years in Africa. That could be achievable for us, but I am not very much for favor to make a one currency in all Africa, despite to United Africa and create it a way services and good will be transferred in Africa smoothly and the people. So this is one of my priority. Services, people, and goods are smoothly transferred in Africa instead to have one currency, and people are still fighting each other.
Thank you, Mr. Idris. We have come to the end of the show, but before we go, I just want you to know that we have talked about the African Union today, and the vision of the African Union is an integrated, prosperous and peaceful Africa, driven by its own citizens and representing a dynamic force in global arena. This is the vision of our of African Union, and we believe in this vision, and we hope that they will achieve this vision to have a dynamic and integrated Africa that will be beneficial to every one of us. Thank you guys for being part of the show. We thank our listeners. This is 2 Year Africa, a show on everyday living from the African perspective. We say thank you and bye-bye. Have a nice Sunday. George, what do you say?
I say to you guys, have a nice lunch, Sunday lunch, traditional Slovene.
And also try to support the Slovenian basketball team. We are winning.
Of course. We are doing very good.
I'm actually wearing the jersey.
Okay, guys, thank you very much for the great show. It was some problem. Anyway, we solved it. But okay, we see you next time, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Two-year Africa. On everyday living affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Oddajo Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in Javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.